Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 15th day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Purim, Shushan Purim Cotton. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalad. Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer. If a person was vague with his neder, we don't know how to explain it. Could be make it strict, that is also, could be make it lenient. We have to be on the side of caution to be machmer. Ufeirusham lahagel. But if he specified exactly what he meant, then we can take a lenient approach. Ketzad. Omar, a person says, Hare olai kivsam leach. This food is also to me like salted meat. Or he says, kiyai nesach, like wine that's poured, wine of libation. What did he mean though? Imshal Shemaim Nadar, if he intended to make himself aser with a neder, he wanted to attach it, to matpis his neder, to salty meat. He meant salty meat of Shemaim, i.e. a carbon. Why carbon? Because that's where they have to offer salt with a carbon. Or when he says, like Yain Nesach, he meant wine that's poured on the Mizbayach. Good wine that's poured on the Mizbayach. Also, then the food is also. Why? Because he mismatpisit. He attached the dover hanodur onto the food that he's eating, that he was in front of him. So he said, "I want it to be also like something which is capable of being donated. You can donate a basar meloach. You can donate a carbon, or you can donate wine for the mizbeach, and therefore he's also the neder." Is chal, the neder is applicable. Im shal avid azara nadar. If, however, his kavana was that I'm making this food, it'll be like the meat that's salted for idolatry, or like I'm making this food that I hereby declare, it's like the wine, yain nesach, wine that's poured out for idolatry, then mutter, then he's permitted to eat the food. Why? Because since he was matpis, he was attaching the object of something which is not capable of making osur, you can't make something, you can't donate it, it's automatically osur, it's not something you can know there. Avodah Zarah is not something that you can make osur, it's already osur. Therefore we say mutter, he's permitted because the neder doesn't take off in the first place. Im stam, what happens if he was vague? He didn't know how to express himself, or he said, "Look, I said this food is like salty meat, but I'll take it the way the rabbis interpret it. I didn't have any specific thing in mind." Well, then we have to be osur. Then we say it'll be osur. Why? Because stam nedarim l'hachmir, as we said in the outset of the Mishnah, if he's vague about a neder, we have to take the stricter approach, in the side of caution. Hari olai kecherem. If he says this food is osur to me like cherem. Now there's two types of cherem. There's cherem which is deemed or doomed for the Beis HaMikdash, and there's another type of cherem which is for the Kohanim. It's also called cherem. The Torah talk uses both examples. So it depends. If he meant im kecherem shel shamayim, if his kavana was I meant that this food is also like the cherem that's given to the Bedek Abayis, to the temple treasury fund. Also, he's prohibited. Why? Because he was matpis, the food, to something that is capable of donating, something that you're capable of making osur. How do you make it osur? By donating it. And therefore, it'll be like the like something that's donated to the temple treasury fund. If, however, he said, I meant to make it, this food to be like the cherem, like the gifts to given to Kohanim, doomed for the Kohanim, then we say that also. Then we say mutter. Then we say it's permitted. Why? Because cherem koinim, minastam cherem koinim have a din like chulin. Once you dim something for the koinim can do whatever they want. They can eat it. They can give it away. Dim stam. What happens if he didn't specify what he meant? Whether he meant it a cherem for the Beis HaMikdash, or is it cherem for the koinim? Where it would be mutter? Then we have to be again on the side of caution. Also. Hare olai kemaisa. What happens if he said, this food is also to me like maisa? What did he mean? Hare did im kemaisa behemen nodar. If he meant that it should be also to me like the maisa of an animal, that means that when a person has two the newly born animals, they march them through, and the tenth one that goes through is koidish, is maisa behemen, has to be offered in the mizbeach. Also, then the food is also. Why? Because maisa behemen is something that you need to be makdish it. When you pass it through after one after another and you count each tenth one and you say this will be holy, that's being done by the person actually being makdish it. You have to positively declare it, this is asiri. Well, something you're capable of making also, therefore your neder will apply. It's like Maaser Rehema and the thing and the Fuel Biasa. Vim shel Goyren, but if you meant like the Maaser Rishon, which you separate from the produce in the threshing floor, Mutter, it's permitted. Why? Because Maaser Rishon, the first tenth, is eaten, it's given to the Levi normally, but it's Mutter. A Levi can invite the Yisrael to his table and eat it. It's perfectly Mutter. So he was Matpis, his neder on something that is Mutter anyway. Vim Stam. What happens if he didn't specify his kavon? Also, it's prohibited. Once again, some nadorim lahachbar, we have to be machbar. Hare like a truma. He says, I want this food to be to me like truma. Now, what truma did he mean? Does he mean imt ketrumas halishka nadar? Did he mean like the truma that was given, the separation of the shkolim that they took in the Beis HaMikdash to use it, to take it out when they needed to buy karbonis? So they would do what's called a trumas halishka. They would take a contribution from that office, from the chamber, which had all the shkolim that the people have donated, and he attached that kedusha to the food. Also, the food is also, why? Because once again, the food, the shekolim, the money donated to the trumas halishka that was given there is capable of making the nodder. It's capable of being made also. So therefore, he attached again the status of a dover hanodur, something that can be donated, namely the trumas halishka. He attached it to the what? To the food also. Vim shel goyren, but if his kavana was, he meant that it'll have the kedusha, if you like, of something which is of the goyren, the truma that one separates from the produce and gives to the kohen. That's mutter. The food is mutter. Why? Because he's matpisod on something which is absolutely osur. The truma you cannot have. Truma is osur. Only kohen can have truma. Vim stam. What happens if he was vague? He didn't say what his kavana was. Osur. Is prohibited because we have to be machmir. Divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says it all depends where, in which location this was made. He made that neder. Stam truma bi Yehuda Asura. Stam, expressing what he meant by truma when he's just vague, and he was in the region of truma, he would be also. Why? Because Yehuda, people in Yehuda that were close to the Beis HaMikdash, when they would say truma, they would normally refer to truma salishka. And therefore in Yehuda, if a person made an neder stam and he said, this food is like truma, they would understand it, that it's truma salishka. Truma salishka is the donations that were given to the chamber, in that were kept in the chamber for funding the kabonos. Again, that's something capable of donating. Dover hanodr. It's also. However, begolil, says Rabbi Huda, if you were in the Galilee and you made such a neder and you didn't specify what you meant by truma, then mutaris, you'd be permitted. Why? She'ein anshei hagalil makirin es truma salishka. The people in the Galilee did not appreciate the truma salishka. They didn't understand it so much. I mean, they didn't recognize it. They're further away from the Beis HaMikdash. When they, in their terminology, when they said truma, it meant the truma of the produce. And that's something which is osur, unless you're a kohen, and therefore it comes out, you attached a doba or something which is osur inherently, and therefore you are and therefore the neder doesn't get up in the first place. It's not a valid neder. Stamcha Romin bi Yehuda mutarin. Similarly, he says Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to a cherim, Anshe Yehuda, when they would say cherim, they would mean cherim kohenim. And therefore, if a person made a donation stam kecherim, the neder would not be a neder, because cherim of kohenim is perfectly mutter. The Kohenim can invite people to his place and everyone can eat it. Yisrael, Levim, etc. So if you attach that to your food, well, that's fine. It's mutter, like the Cherem Kohenim. However, over Galil Asurin. In Galil, when they said Stam Cherem, they meant Cherem of the Beis HaMikdash. She'ein anshe ha-Galil makirin es Cherem ha-Kohenim. Because the men of the Galil didn't understand and were not used to this concept of Cherem for the Kohenim, being given to the actual property, personal property of the Kohenim. And for that reason, if a person made a neder their stam, it would be a neder, because he would have in mind the kavon of those people in the Galil would be to the Cherem of the Temple Treasury Fund, which is Mudduk Levitibais, which is a Dover Nodder, something capable of donating, and it is Kedusha, will attach itself to the food that you have. Mishnah, not a b'cherem. What happens if a person said, I'm making a neder, this thing's ostomy like a cherem. Now, what did he mean by cherem? Va'amar, he then comes and explains what he meant. Loi nodarti elekechem reshel yom. I meant that it'll be also like the cher or bacherim, the becher moshel yom. I meant the fishing net. I said it'll only be like the fishing net. That's all. The fishing net used by fishermen, which are called cherim. Or he says becarbon. He says I'm saying that this thing is also to me is or not also. It'll be on me like a carbon. And then he explains himself. I meant carbon gift. The word carbon can also mean a gift. I meant it like the gifts that people bring to kings. Or if a person says, "Hari atzmi carbon," myself, my etzem is a carbon, which seems to imply that he's forbidden his friend having any benefit from him. At first glance, that's what it means. Vamar, but then he explains, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean atzmi, my whole personality will be ostitute like a carbon. I meant elo be'etzem shenachtili. Etzem, he means a bone, he explains. I've got a bone left in my house, and I make a netter with it, liyos netter boy, and I call it my bone to trick people thinking, oh, gosh, he doesn't like me, he's making himself ostitute to me. But I don't mean that. I really mean literally the bone. I just like scaring people when I say it. Similarly, if he says, Konimishti now Nestle, he said, I'm making also to Rakobin, my wife, from having any anah for me. And then he says, Vamar, and he explains himself, oh, Lonodati Elubishti Arishoni Shigarashti. I meant my first wife that I divorced, that's all. That I call her my wife. That I really mean my ex-wife. I'll call on all of these Kinadarim, all of these vows. Even though and he explained them that they're all mutter really for him, the way he explains it at least, there's no need to go and ask a shayla from a chacham to get released out of them because these nadarim are pretty self-explanatory. He's explained it at least that their kavana was things that are not really a neder. As we said before, pirushim lahakel. If you explain the neder even in a lenient manner, as long as it's plausible and can fit in, that's fine. But what happens if these people who made the Nadarim were Amei Aretz, very totally ignorant people, and they come to Rabbi and ask them to get out of the Nadar? They come to ask, to look for a loophole. Then, they will punish them if they were over the Nadar before they came here. The Chacham will not deal with them until, if they've been violating the Nadar, until they keep a number of days as if the Nadar was in place, equal to the number of days that they completely ignored the neder and just went ahead and disregarded it. That's called onchenaisan. They punish them. Umachmirin aleim, and we're going to be stricter with them. We will not allow them to just get out of the neder simply. Divar Abmeir. These words are Meir holds. You cannot believe in Amaretz about their perushim, about their explanations of what they meant when they made the neder. And for this reason, we should be strict with them that they should not be familiar with making a darn. We want to get them out of that habit. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi, the Chachamim say, "Poschim la Pesach mokum acher." If they come to us, we will find a loophole to get out of their neder. But we say to them that the explanations that they gave to define what their neder is, that doesn't help. We tell them that, sorry, all your explanation is not helping to mevatel the neder, to cancel it. The neder is a proper neder. We do this to scare them. And as a result of that, we need to find a loophole from some other basis, on some other time, in order to be matir, in order to release them from the neder. And we teach them, we tell them off. Kedesh lo yinhagu kalus rosh ben darim. So that in future they should not treat nadarim of a neder just like nothing. They're not allowed to do that. But, the Chacham hold, to apply an oinish, to apply punishment, no, we don't do that. We're not going to do that, the Chacham say. Ramer says, yes, Chacham say no. But we do teach them the gravity of the issue. We tell them how serious it is. And we tell them, be careful with making a darim, making a neder. The Rambam writes, in fact, that whether he's a Talmud Chacham, whether he's Namaretz, in either case, we tell them off for making this type of a neder. And he should not be just disrespectful of the whole concept of Nadarim.